Welcome to Season 7, Episode 6 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the question, can one earn his salvation? As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about this topic. So I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. Let's get started. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as the result of works, so that no one may boast." Often when one teaches that obedience is necessary for salvation, he is accused of teaching that we can earn our salvation. And passages like the one that we read at the beginning are sometimes cited as proof that there is nothing we must do to be saved. But is it even possible for salvation to be earned? Is it possible to live in such a way that God owes us a home in heaven? The Scriptures plainly teach that salvation is by grace. No one's going to deny that. Grace is a gift from God. As Paul wrote in Romans 6:23, "The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Why is grace necessary? It is because the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23, "and all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," Romans 3:23. No one has lived a life of perfect obedience except Jesus Christ. He was a perfect and sinless example for us, as Peter pointed out in 1 Peter 2:21 and 22. Aside from him, we have all sinned. When we sin, we violate God's law, as John pointed out in 1 John 3:4. Sin is lawlessness. It's acting against or contrary to God's law. And so, by violating the law of God, we are, therefore, worthy of spiritual death. And there's nothing we can do to go back and undo the sins that we've committed. If we avoid eternal punishment, it will be by the grace of God. But what if someone could live a life of perfect obedience? If that were possible, would that person have earned salvation and a home in heaven? If he lived perfectly obedient to God, would he have earned salvation? The answer to that is no. Again, notice what Paul said, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord," Romans 6:23. When we sin, what we deserve are the wages of sin, which is spiritual death. But what if we never sin? If we never sin, all we deserve then is to not be cast into eternal hell. We still don't deserve heaven. Even if a person lived his entire life without committing one sin, and as a result does not deserve punishment, it would still be an act of God's grace to grant such a person a place in heaven. The fact is, salvation by grace does not nullify the need to obey. We are saved by grace through faith, Ephesians 2:8, and we are made for good works, Ephesians 2 and verse 10. We talked about that in more detail in the previous episode. The Hebrew writer said that Jesus is to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation in Hebrews 5:9. Jesus said, "He who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter the kingdom," Matthew 7:21. God has simply placed certain conditions upon receiving his grace, and we need to meet those conditions in order to be saved by his grace. And so as we look at all these passages, what we need to understand is that obedience earns us nothing. A life of faithful service does not change the fact that we are unworthy slaves, as Luke 17:10 says. Instead of trying to rationalize what God really requires and what he does not, we should simply do all that he has instructed. Jesus told his apostles, "Go make disciples, teach them to observe all that I commanded," Matthew 28 and verse 20. That's what we need to do. Not say that, well, we don't have to do that, and if we try to do that, we're trying to earn salvation. No, just do what Jesus said to do. God, through his grace, will save all those who, through their faith, obey him. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. Next week, we're going to be talking about calling on the name of the Lord. Until then, I hope you have a great week.